One other issue that came up a lot in the last session, and I expect will come up again, has to do with voters having to present identification in order to cast a ballot. There was some proposals that were entered in as bills but did not get passed, mm-hmm. that would require, for example, a photo ID, mm-hmm. at the voting. What do you think about that?
No, I don't think. I mean, I think that if you are registered, first of all, you have you can show your voter ID card when you can. If you don't, you can show your driver's license. I think that's enough. I mean, I think we're going to be swamped with other. We don't need that. I mean, if you have a driver's license or you have your voter ID card, then that's fine.
Okay. I guess about 20 minutes into this, I don't want to take too much more of your time. When people go to the voting booth in November, mm-hmm. and they come to the District 134 race, mm-hmm. how do you want them to think about it?
I want them to think that when they look at my name, that I'm going to be the person that's going to represent their interests in this district, that quality, affordable health care is going to be what they're going to think about, and they know that that's what I'm passionate about. I'm a 37-year breast cancer survivor, so I know my husband had his life extended at Texas Medical Center by 18 years because of the quality of medical care, but it's got to be affordable. I want them to think that the schools in this district are going to remain terrific because we're going to pay our teachers not $4,000 below the national average, but to get up and set an example for the rest of the country. I want them to think about, I'm going to represent them in terms of environment. Those are the things that the people in the district care about. Not just being out running or having your kids on the soccer field, but the environment as well that attracts businesses to come to Houston. And finally, I want them to know that I'm also strongly supportive of individual decisions that people make, personal life choices. They don't want, and I don't want, the government in our bedrooms or our hospital rooms making decisions as to when life begins and when it ends. That's what this district cares about. And I want them, when they look at my name, to say, Ellen Cohen is a leader, she's proven herself as a leader, and she'll represent us and our interests.
Thank you very much. Good luck in November.
Thanks.